Thank you for calling the Long John Silver's helpline. Long John Silver's. Fish you.
Frankie, what have you done?
What have I done? What have you done? Put down the meld?
We had Dad on the line. Why did you unplug it?
It wasn't me. C'était toi.
Huh?
You did it. Plug it back in.
I can't plug it back in. The machine is broken.
I stayed up all night with Sunin securing the cloud so you could look for Dad, and the second we find him, you destroyed the machine? What is your problem?
I said it wasn't me.
You're literally still holding the cord in your hand.
I must have taken it from you. All I want to do is find Dad.
Well, you found him. You found him giving a very passionate speech to Long John Silver's.
Ugh, never say that name again!
Long John!
Francis Frankenstein, amplitude amazing!
Why are you freaking out? What is your problem with Long... with that restaurant?
I'll tell you why I'm freaking out. It was the summer of 1998.
Welcome to Long John Silver's. May I recommend getting jiggy with our three-piece fish combo? Oh, are you Dr. Amazing?
Indeed I am.
And that must make you little Joshy Amazing, huh? You know, your dad is famous. It must be awesome to have a dad like that.
This is indeed my progeny. Although, frankly, I was hoping he'd be a little more help in the laboratory by now. You know, in China, 8-year-olds run entire companies. This one can't even hold a test tube for 6 hours without crying.
Okay.
I'll have a basket of the hand-shucked clams sourced from coastal Atlantic waters and as many crumbles as you can fit in the box.
But we just got in our order and sat down in a booth when...
Sunin, if it's about those goddamn lawyers again... She did what? Already? The Alpha Nanos weren't supposed to integrate until July, but she's... She's awake. She's looking at you right now. Uh-huh. You know what? Eureka! And I never say Eureka. I'll be right there.
And I sat in that LJS until 8 p.m. He left me there, Frankie. He got so excited about his work that he forgot that I existed.
About his work?
The employees just kept bringing me out box after box of crumblies. Anything to get me to stop crying. Why are you looking at me like that? You're supposed to feel sorry for me.
Oh, I do. I feel so sorry that your family meal was interrupted by one of Dad's experiments.
I mean, a very important experiment. My point is, Dad actually cared about you. He'd never leave you in a Long John Silver's.
He did, though. He left us both, Josh. He literally left us both to go live on an island.
We don't know he left us on purpose, but I do know that every time I hear that foul name...
Long John Silver's!
I remember how he left me behind because he cared more about you!
Well, if Dad thought I'm so great, why didn't he put me in charge of the lab?
Why would he put you in charge of the lab? I'm here.
You never even considered that I'd be a better... Tu espèce imbécile. You know what? Fish you.
Agnes, have you seen Frankie?
Not today. Good morning, by the way.
Ugh, I hate it when she does this. We were in the middle of a fight and she just stormed off. See, if I hurt her feelings, that's just because she didn't take the time to understand. If she'd let me explain...
You know what? You're so right. If I see Frankie, I'll let her know you want to speak to her.
Say that again.
If I see Frankie, I'll...
No, the other part.
What other part?
The part where you said I was right.
I said you were right?
Yeah. Ooh, can I record you saying that? That ought to do it.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Affirmation Bot. Let's start by giving you a name. How about Dolores? Dolores sounds like someone you can trust. Dolores would never abandon me to run off to French Polynesia. Is there anything you'd like to tell me, Dolores?
You're right.
See, this is what a great man needs in order to help mankind. That and some lunch.
Hello, Josh. You're right.
You know what? You're already more helpful than anyone else around here. I don't need anybody but you.
Hello, Josh. You're right.
Never gets old.
Hello, Josh. You're right.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go find Frankie.
Hello, Josh.
Frankie? I think we should talk about what happened. Are you in there? Did you get Agnes's message?
Agnes said something?
So you are in there.
What did Agnes want?
To tell you that you need to talk to me.
Oh my God, Josh, go away. I'm working. I didn't exactly want to talk to Dad, but I could have used a little help with the turning into a francophonic Mrs. Potato Head thing.
The what?
But now, thanks to your daddy issues, I'm stuck trying to figure this out myself. So unless you have something work-related to discuss, I'm gonna need you to leave me the hell alone.
Wait. I do have something work-related, and it's super important.
The tech conference?
That's it, the tech conference.
What about it? You and Agnes were supposed to be preparing something to present.
I've been busy.
Josh, the convention of inventions for tomorrow today is tomorrow. It's in one day, Josh. You told me you had this under control.
I've had a lot on my plate. Finding Dad, losing Dad, fighting with you. Can we just not go to the conference?
Fine with me. Let the rest of the world think we've retreated into a cocoon of failure. I genuinely don't care.
Cocoon of... you think people will tweet that?
Again, I do not care.
We have to prove we're still amazing. Who else is going to lead the world into tomorrow today except us? Friggin' apple? That's just a fruit, and everyone knows fruit is gross. Ugh.
Goodbye, Josh.
But I just want to talk! Frankie!
Come on. Turn on! Yes! Ugh, finally.
Hello. You've reached Ichabod from Canadian Wireless. Do you have a moment to talk about an exciting opportunity?
Good news. I've secured entry to the Convention of Inventions for tomorrow today. I await further orders.
Flow in your own riverbed, Agnes. Your assignment is to spy on amazing labs.
See, I want to spy. I am spying, but... the people here are kind of nice.
What?
I said there's nothing really to see.
Cocaine. Why does the Coke machine have lasers?
Cocaine.
Why does the Coke machine have lasers?
I just think I could do better work at the convention.
No need. We're sending someone else.
Someone else? Who?
Ethel.
What?
See, this is why we don't want you at the convention. You need to stay focused. I know you and Ethel have a history.
I'm going with Amazing Labs. Josh needs me. I don't think I can get out of it.
Fine. I'll let Ethel know. She'll rendezvous with you at the convention.
It's a disaster.
Gotta go by. What is?
Frankie, Dad, this tech convention, everything. Do you have any snacks?
Just some carrots.
Why are they in a burlap sack? You know what? I don't care. Just hand them over. I need to drown my sorrows in something orange and crunchy.
Sure.
Hey. These are pretty good. They're no flavor-disrupted Technotech chips, but still.
Thanks. I grew them myself.
Don't be ridiculous. Food comes from stores, Agnes. Say, leave the sack, would you? I gotta get Frankie to try these. Oh, yeah. She's not talking to me.
Maybe you should be honest with Frankie about how you feel instead of trying to be right all the time.
What do you mean, trying?
Okay. I have a story that might help. I used to date this girl back in my college days. She was smart, passionate, but she left to go undercover. I mean, to go to grad school. And instead of telling her that I was proud of her, even though I didn't want her to leave, we just never talked again. What I'm trying to say is, I should have been honest about my feelings in the first place, and I've regretted it every day since.
Mm. Agnes, you are pure genius.
I am?
I mean, I don't know what you were just saying then, but your voice was the perfect tone and cadence for me to do some grade A thinking.
Oh.
Frankie and I just need to be honest with each other. More importantly, she needs to be honest with me.
I'm not sure what that means, but...
See you later. You're almost amazing.
Thanks, boss.
Feeling better, Dolores?
Hello, Josh.
Good. Okay, I'm going to talk this all through and you can tell me what you think.
You're right.
Off to a good start. So I can't do anything right now about my dad because the global modem is all broken forever. But don't judge Dad too harshly, Dolores. I'm sure this is all a big mistake. Like maybe he accidentally got in a plane crash like Tom Hanks in Castaway and he was just calling Long Joe. He was just calling that restaurant to build up his strength to escape and come home. I just have to do an awesome job so Dad sees that I'm smart and he doesn't ever leave me again, right?
Hello, Josh. You're right.
Now all I have to do is trick Frankie into talking to me again. She can't ignore me forever. Sooner or later, she's going to send me a work-related email. She's always trying to do work. It's so annoying, Dolores.
You're right.
And when she does that, I'll seize my opportunity. Because inside that email will be a Trojan horse. And inside that horse will be a virus. And you know what that virus will do?
What will it do, Josh?
It'll plumb the very depths of Frankie's heart and mind. It'll read her email, her texts, her transcribed phone calls. It'll even read her live journal. It'll crack Frankie open like a coconut! Emotionally speaking. And it's just about... done. Isn't that great, Dolores? Don't you think I'm... Dolores?
Hello, Josh. You're right.
Yes!
Hi everyone, this is Amy, the creator and showrunner of Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry. If you're enjoying the show, it would be extremely awesome if you could leave us a rating and review. Thank you. I'm going to try to keep this one easy breezy beautiful. So first, I want to tell you about Infinity City. It's an actual play RPG podcast with an all-queer cast. The very talented J.V. Hampton Van Sant, who plays Soonin here on Dear Earth, is one of the main players, and it's a rollicking good time full of teen angst, a lot of hybrid animal people, and an adorable himbo demigod. Check out Infinity City anywhere you get podcasts. And don't forget to check out our merch store. You can find it by going to DearEarthPodcast.com and clicking on donations/merch. We've got stickers, shirts, mugs, tote bags, etc. Personally, I've been eyeing a You're a Beautiful Bengal Tiger notebook, because that feels like the right energy to bring to a writing session. All right, that's it. I told you I was going to keep this one easy breezy. Let's get back to Amazing Labs.
Naturalist George Shaw described the platypus as nature's miscellany. As you see, it seems to be composed of random body parts, almost like a Frankenstein. So it's perhaps not so surprising that this hideous creature spends most of its time alone.
Psst. Rude. Frankie Amazing, research log day 16. Josh blew our only chance to contact Dad, so I'm back to researching my condition on my own. Last time I checked, I was at 2 hearts, 4 kidneys, and something weird was happening with my knees. I'm about to remove my robe and administer another self-check.
Uh-oh.
Go away, Josh! Je ne veux pas te parler.
Hello?
Agnes? Coming! What are you doing here? Hi, Agnes, would you like to come in?
Sure, thanks. I like your house robe. It's so billowy.
Thank you. I'm growing a third arm. Come in, sit down. Can I make you a cup of tea?
Wow. I didn't realize your office was this big. I thought it was just that front area with all the machines and test tubes and stuff. Is that a bed next to all your lab equipment? Do you live here?
I have a kitchen set up around the corner, too. That way I never have to leave.
Is that safe?
If it's safe, it's not science. That's what I always say. That's a terrible thing to say. I never say that.
It did sound roguish and debonair.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. I'd throw myself into your arms on a storm-tossed heath any day.
So, I'm here to ask you about the Convention of Inventions for Tomorrow Today. That's not a great name, is it?
It's no seatbelt. What did you want to ask?
I just noticed you weren't registered to attend.
Yeah, I prefer not to leave the...
So I registered you.
Quoi?
I just think it's important that you're there. And I just found out that my ex will be attending, so I'd really like someone there with me. You know, for support.
Josh will be there.
Someone who remembers my name. Maybe someone who she could see, you know, with me.
With you?
Plus, it could be fun. You know, we could share a hotel room.
You'd wait in the same?
No boys allowed.
Agnes, would you like to come over some evening? I could make pastrami sandwiches and we could even drink some alcohol. Like wine, I mean, not ethanol.
Like a date?
And then we could watch a movie, like maybe The Fly, Cronenberg, 1980. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't watched a movie. I mean, many movies. I haven't watched many movies. Not really a movies kind of gal.
Well, you should see it. It's good.
Maybe. Sometime.
Right. Well, I better let you get back to work.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the convention.
Yep. Me too.
Agnes! I have to show you something.
Hi, Josh. I was just watering the rhododendrons. You know you have to water plants, right?
Here, plug this into your computer and open up your email.
Right! My computer, which I definitely have.
Here, I'll just do it on my phone. What's your email address, Annie?
Agnes.
Agnes.
Green.
At amazinglabs.biz. Okay, now compose an email to me. Say, hi, Josh. I think you're the greatest boss and best scientist. Here, I'll write it for you. And then I'm going to just add and send. Aw, thanks, Agnes. That was so nice.
I feel like all this isn't the best way to get positive affirmation. Wouldn't it mean more if it were genuine?
You didn't mean what you said in your email?
Josh.
Okay, now I release the Trojan horse. It worked. Here, read the reply.
Hi, Agnes. Thank you so much for your kind words. While you're not the best scientist like me, you're still doing great. Love, Josh. P.S. Josh, this P.S. is like 7 pages long.
Exactly. I use your email to send myself a computer program that spills the beans on everything I really think. I'm calling it Autofillip. You know, because it auto-fills the...
I haven't thought too much about you, Agnes, because you are less successful than me. The only person whose opinion matters is my dad, and I guess maybe Teddy Bright, because he's kind of a father figure, too. I've only talked to you as much as I have today because I'm really sad and scared about my dad and Frankie won't talk to me and you're the only person in the lab I'm not afraid of.
Isn't it great? I didn't type any of that. It just filled it in.
Do you think it's a good thing for the, Autofillip to tell me all that?
Well, of course it is. I made it. Here, you'll see. We'll try it on you. It'll go through all of your internet history and all the emails you've sent and Facebook posts and your credit history and everything. Your whole digital existence.
You know, I'm suddenly not feeling well.
Oh, that's okay. Just reply to the email. You can just write hi.
Sorry, I'm just gonna go to the...
Agnes!
I'll be right back!
Frankie Amazing Research Log, Day 16, Part 2. The self-check exposed some concerns. My body appears to be sprouting an extra appendage. I looked up arm removal services online, but so far it's just wackos trying to buy guns from me. Wait, that sounds like Agnes's car. Oh, no. Have you seen Agnes?
Oh, yeah, she just ran out of here. She seemed really freaked out.
Did she say anything about me?
About you? Why?
No reason.
Hey, I sent you an email. Did you see it?
No, what was it about?
Oh, it's just a work thing.
Well, we're at work right now, so why don't you just tell me with your mouth words?
I worked really hard on the email, and it's just an email. I think you should answer it.
Whatever.
Why won't she answer her email?
You're right.
You know, you're right, Dolores. About me being right.
Hello, Josh.
0 new messages. Do you think I should invent a truth serum? Or I could just get her drunk. That's kind of like a truth serum.
You're right.
Yes! Moment of truth. Oh, yep. It looks like it worked. Hello.
Hello, Josh.
The PS on this is like book length and like a boring grown-up book too, not just a Hardy Boys adventure. Dang, and a lot of it is math. Wait.
What the fish did you send me?
Frankie, come here. Let me hug you.
What? No, stop. Get away from me. Wait, why do you want to hug me?
I just read your email, or like some parts of your email. It was super long. And I didn't realize you felt that way about Agnes. You know I'm your brother. You can tell me this stuff.
I'm such an idiot, man. The first girl I ask out and she literally flees the building. Why did I think that anything else would happen? I mean, why did I think an actual monster would stand a chance with someone who's pretty and normal?
Yeah, I thought she left because of Otto Philip, but turns out it was because of you.
I told her about my third arm.
Your third? Whoa, Frankie, what are you doing? Keep your clothes on. Oh, wow. It's a little baby arm coming right out of here.
I know.
Well, that's handy. Get it? Handy? Because it's a... What? So you're growing a third arm? That's better than losing an arm, and people do that all the time.
I was stupid to think someone could love me. Just look at me. I'm a platypus.
If it makes you feel better, I think you're very brave. I've never asked anyone out.
Really?
Yeah, no need. I've got a very engaging pornography setup.
Oh, gross.
Hey, if Agnes doesn't like you, that's her fault, because you're the best person in the world. Or a combination of the best people in the world, anyway. I mean, no wonder Dad cares about you more. He may have put me in charge of the lab, but he always cared about you more.
He doesn't care about me. He only cares about himself. He left us, Josh. He left us here alone, on purpose. Which, I guess, means that all we really have is each other.
You want to get drunk?
Yep.
I'll meet you on the roof in 10 minutes.
Okay, it's now or never. You can do this. You can do this. You're strong, you're resilient, and you are going to have two arms like a normal person.
Frankie, what took you so... Ooh, why would you bring your severed baby arm to the roof?
I thought you said it wasn't gross.
I never said that. Beer?
Please.
To us.
To us.
Okay, please get rid of that weird arm. It's very gross.
Fine. Au revoir, little arm.
I'm hungry. You want some crumblies? Hello, Dolores.
Hello, Josh. You're right.
Everything is perfect, Dolores. Thanks to Otto Philip, Frankie is speaking to me again. We're closer than ever. Maybe we don't need Dad after all. Maybe we're just fine without him. Should we still try to find him, though? We should still try to find him.
Hello, Josh. You're right.
You know what? I think the whole world deserves Otto Philip.
You're right.
Am I? You think they all deserve the happiness I feel right now?
You're right.
If you say so, Dolores, let's do it. And set. Otto Philip should be affecting all communication by tomorrow morning. Everyone will be 100% honest with each other from now on. If I could say one thing to everybody right now, it would be, Dear Earth, you're welcome.
Hello, Dr. Becky's office.
Teddy Bright here. No time for pleasantries. I have a problem.
Has something gone wrong? You looked radiant on television last week. I hear the network renewed you for 3 seasons.
Listen, is it possible for something to go so right that it goes wrong again?
I don't think I understand.
I've been using the nanobot treatment every day, like you said. I'm veritably swimming with nanobots, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I'm getting too young.
too young. Is there such a thing?
I'm starting to get acne again. And some strange things are starting to happen to Teddy's downstairs situation. Can I take the nanobots out?
I can check. We'll talk on Tuesday.
Hold on. I'm getting another call. This is Teddy Bright.
This is Ethel from Nature's Children. We met a few weeks ago on your episode about the nanobots.
Right, with that whiny Josh Amazing kid. Wait, how did you get my personal number?
You have much bigger concerns than privacy right now, Mr. Bright. Something very wrong is happening to you, and Nature's Children would like to help.
I'm listening.
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is executive produced and sound designed by me, Amy Thorstenson. It was directed by Aaron Austin, and our theme song is by Casey Bushmaker. This episode was written by Amy Brown Carver. It stars Jesse Abbott Chin as Josh, Kimberly Alexander as Frankie, Vivi Tai as Agnes, Matt Young as Dr. Amazing, Ian Custer as Ichabod, Clinton Roper Elledge as Long John Silver's cashier and documentary narrator, Katie Self as Alexa, Chad Eshman as Lab Tech, Shannon Pritchard as Dr. Becky, and Michael Faulkner as Teddy Bright. Full credits, including sound effects and music, can be found in the show notes. Transcripts can be found on our website at DearEarthPodcast.com.